It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
Well, okay. Cold, snowbound. Other than that, you know, pretty much just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Much warmer right now, though, than it was yesterday at this time. 18 degrees warmer, I guess. It was 10 below yesterday at this time, and we're 7 above right now. That's an 18-degree difference from yesterday. That's not too bad.
Not bad at all.
You got to factor in that zero temperature in there, too. So, yeah, I guess it's warmer outside. I guess we'll take that. Hopefully we can get rid of some of this snow here, not too far down the road. Kendall, if you can get that far down the road, that is. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about WNS Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got 4 used electric ranges, one of them a near new double oven, 2 cooktops, 1 electric, 1 gas. Got 2 used portable dishwashers in. It's a leather portable air cleaner. It's only practically new. Several used microwave hoods, used built-in dishwasher, a couple of those. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got 4 used refrigerators, 1 10-foot, 1 14-cubic-foot, 1 21-cubic-foot, and 1 small dorm size, 1 3-cubic-foot. Got 3 match washer-dryer sets. Got new water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you property size your Luxury water softener from WNS Appliance. Lots of gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, GE, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at WNS Appliance. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it. Got out here just fine today, right?
Yeah.
No problems, no worries?
Nope.
Excellent. Well, some folks didn't have that luxury over the last few days. There were a number of cars that slid off into ditches. If you've driven around at all and had a chance to get out and see some of the roadways and what have you, you see some police tape around some vehicles in some different places in the ditches and whatever, but hopefully you got where you needed to go safely if you were traveling. We do have just a few school late starts this morning. Of course, yesterday it was just plastered with cancellations, but not so much today. In fact, most schools in the area are running on time today. We just have, I believe, 3 of them. It's Griswold, Panorama, and Bedford, I believe, are the 3 here in our immediate area that are running 2 hours late this morning. So if you're in Griswold, Bedford, or Panorama school districts, you're 2 hours late. Otherwise, you're on time this morning, so you need to be after that. Also, if you're traveling at all this morning, that section of Highway 6 is still closed this morning. I was kind of surprised to see that it was still shut down this morning. Apparently, folks played little bumper cars over there the other day when all that snow and ice was happening in that area. And there's a section of Highway 6, was it between Oakland and Council Bluffs yet, that's
still closed? Still from that Griswold exit at 48 all the way over to Council Bluffs.
Okay, so if you're heading west from Atlantic, you're not going to get any further than the Griswold turnoff. Otherwise, you're going to have to reroute yourself a little bit. We'll let you know as soon as they get that opened up over there. But, you know, when you've got cars in the mix, it's kind of hard to plow all that stuff. And you know, that's a tough area, too. There are some, I think you probably know some of the areas, if you lived around here for any length of time, that tend to drift, especially when you get those north winds like we had the other day when that snow was falling. It wasn't falling straight down.
No.
It was falling at an angle in those north winds. You know, even some sections in town. You know, if you look around in some of the areas in your community, you probably know some of those streets, especially those east-west running streets when you have that north wind blowing that snow where you get so much drifting. You know, here in Atlantic, out on 14th Street next to the Nishna Hills Golf Course, sometimes that doesn't look so bad until you start trying to drive through it. 22nd Street, west of Chestnut, also, or west of Olive, rather, can also be kind of an interesting area there, too, at times. So, yeah, there are some areas that can be kind of a little tough at different times. So, and that's just in the community where you do have wind breaks, where you do have houses clustered together and things. Then you get out in some of those rural areas, it can get kind of tough. And when you start adding cars to the mix so you can't get plows through there, well, obviously it's going to take a while. So still working on that. We'll let you know when they get that cleared up. The snow, I didn't even know there was such a thing, but the Snow and Ice Management Association, it's a professional association that represents snow removal professionals. They're right, Johnny, on the spot. As soon as we saw Punxsutawney Phil yesterday see his shadow and predict six more weeks of winter, and with more prediction of snow around, not just in the Midwest, but around different parts of the country, of course, up in the New England area, they've been getting pounded the last week. They decided that it's time this year to finally talk to us about safe snow shoveling. Because we haven't really had to worry too much about that here in this part of the country for most of winter so far. But they offer some tips about shoveling snow. First of all, stay on top of the snow. You know, they're not suggesting you make snow angels. That's not what they're talking about. But
it's a lot more fun.
Well, it is a lot more fun. But, you know, then you're packing it down. It's a little tougher to get off the sidewalk, too, there. But, yeah, all that stuff we did when we were kids, you know, it just kind of gets in the way now when you're trying to clear it off. But they do suggest the best advice is to stay ahead of a storm. And they do suggest that to prevent snow and ice from adhering to the sidewalk or the street is to clear the snow every few inches instead of waiting for the snow to stop falling before you head outdoors. Now, we've all been there, probably this weekend. You're standing in the window looking. Is it worth it? Do I bother?
No.
I know. But in some cases, of course, when it's blowing, it doesn't really matter. Even if you wait till it's done snowing, it's still going to blow around. So you feel like you're just doing what you're redoing what you did earlier. They also suggest wear breathable layers when you go outside. Layering in typical cold weather is pretty good advice. They suggest wearing layers of loose clothing so you can peel off a layer if you get too hot. You know, you might think, ooh, it's cold outside, I got to bundle up. Well, then you get out there and you start working, or you're working up a sweat from inside. You know how that goes. And then it gets kind of tough. So they suggest that you avoid wearing heavy wools and man-made materials or other materials that don't allow perspiration to evaporate. Cotton and silk are some of the better choices if you're going to be doing that. Watch your feet is another tip, too. You're not on Dancing with the Stars, but nonetheless, you do need to pay attention to what's on your feet when you head outdoors to shovel. Quality outdoor winter wear, waterproof boots with good traction, because good traction is critical to ensuring that you don't slip and fall. So many people that get injured in the wintertime, that's how it happens, just simply slipping and falling on slick steps or sidewalks. Also, they suggest taking a few minutes to stretch. We're not as young as we used to be. Snow shoveling is a workout, so you might want to think about doing a little stretching or something. Just warm up your muscles a little bit before you get outside, because you're out shoveling snow in cold weather. So stretching before you start shoveling helps to prevent injury and fatigue. Also, they suggest that you push, don't lift. Now, that sounds like something a high school wrestling coach might say, but if you push the snow to the side rather than trying to lift the snow to remove it, you actually exert less energy, and that places less stress on your body. Also, this may sound kind of funny because you're going outside in the cold, but drink up. They say water is important. Frequent breaks, staying hydrated. You drink water as if you were enduring a tough workout at the gym or running 5 miles. Snow shuffling is a pretty good workout. We found that out here again over the weekend. Also, don't play in traffic. Now, that sounds funny to say, but sometimes people get so focused on what you're doing that you don't pay much attention to the surroundings. And when you're shoveling snow on that sidewalk out near the street or at the end of the driveway, make sure you pay attention to the traffic, because vehicles may not have good traction in the snow and ice. It might not be that somebody's not paying attention. It might just be that, you know, they're slipping and sliding a little bit. And also they suggest, too, that calling and texting is important. Now, not so much texting and calling while you're shoveling snow. That wouldn't be that wouldn't be productive. But it is important. Take your cell phone with you. That way, you know, in case there is an emergency, if you do slip and fall or something happens, you do have that to take care of business just in case of an emergency. So, you know, some simple tips there, too. But, you know, and if you don't have a snowblower and you see a neighbor that has one, bake him some cookies or something. Get him to stop over. Anything you can do, you know. That was pretty heavy wet snow.
Yeah, that's the difference. You get those wet snows, and it's a lot less fun to shovel that stuff.
Well, and if you remember what Saturday was like, Saturday was kind of almost rainy most of the day. It was kind of half snow, half rain, put down a nice layer of moisture before that, then the snow falls, and that creates, you know, that clump of ice underneath, too. So in some areas, it was kind of tough to get off. It was some banging and scraping and whatever else trying to get that stuff off. So, I mean, it's not fun, and you know, it is a workout, and I know, like I said, we're not as young as we used to be. Sometimes in my mind, I think I'm 25, and then I look in the mirror and realize that's passed me by. So, you know, you don't want to go out and overexert yourself all that much either, because things can happen in a hurry, especially in extreme weather.
Yeah. Or you're reminded the next day.
Oh, boy, are you. Oh.
That's what always happens to me.
You know, I guess anymore, I look at it, if I have to go out and do any significant shoveling or even blowing with a snowblower. I mean, you'd think blowing it with a snowblower, well, that's a lot easier. Well, it is easier, but there is strain on your back and whatever else, too. You're having to push and keep that thing at a certain level to make sure that you're getting everything off of there, too. So, you know, there is a lot of work back and forth with all those kinds of things, too. But, yeah, I guess I consider it a victory if the day after my back isn't screaming at me or throwing knives at me, because, oh, boy, that's when you know you've gotten that tough workout. So, yeah, be safe. I know there are some folks who still have some shoveling to do. It didn't all get done over the weekend. So be safe if you're going to be out there, and pay attention to all those kinds of things, because we want you to be around for the next snowstorm, because we know how much fun shoveling is. Not so much, huh? I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got a lot of water heaters, gas, and electric. Made in the United States. We deliver them, install them, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service later if it's needed. Good discounts if you pick the water heater up, take it home, and take care of that installing job yourselves. Freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of washers and dryers, front load and top load. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor is covered for 5 years and transmission of the washer for 15. Stop and see us. Still have some peanuts and the pot's on. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, be safe out there. Snow shoveling, it's amazing when you look at all the different types of injury risks there are through something as simple as going out and shoveling snow. And that includes some of the more serious ones, like heart attacks and things, too. So be safe. Hey, go out and make it a great day. God bless America.